Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Sheep producers impacted by the live export scandal are hoping they'll get answers at a forum being hosted by WA farmers. Hundreds of farmers will be joined by members of the live export industry and politicians as they seek the pathway forward for the sector. It's been convened after two live exporters had their licence suspended and two others have voluntarily stopped sending sheep from Australia to the Middle East. As a result, hundreds of thousands of sheep earmarked for live trade are now stuck on farm, and the costs are adding up. That's where we pick up my conversation with WA Farmers President Tony York.
It's spread across the whole state. There are areas where people have got the added pressure that there's, it is a poorer season and the winter grasses aren't as good as us. But it's for individuals, it's quite, it's getting to be quite involved. But overall, in the whole state, we might be talking about, 200,000 sheep at the most that are still on farms that would otherwise have gone on board. It's the out of, 12 million or something or other in the whole state. So it can be managed, but for individuals, it's the people that were planning on turning sheep off right now that are the ones who are under most pressure. So it's not evenly spread. It's those that are actively involved at this time of the year that are really feeling the pressure. I would think the coming issues are that there's an anticipation. We've got another year's lambs being born right now. So at the end of the year, there could be a bit of an overhang of extra sheep. These are the sorts of issues that we need to talk about and work out what the situation is going to be now. At the end of the year, there may well be, and we fully expect that we'll be back to the other trading densities with the shipping industry, and that should be operational, and we'll be able to, take a lot of that overhang of extra stock then at that time.
That's a really good point about the future. So I guess what is your message at the moment to your members, and what are you hoping to resolve?
Well, I think it's an opportunity to fully explain the situation and take the politics out of the issue and focus on, why we got, what happened, why we are where we are now and how we can move forward in terms of, we have to accept the fact that it's never going to be as it was last year. That's been a significant change to the structure and the way the trade operates. We have to digest that and then work through the individual plans that different farmers have got to make. We don't all, do the same thing. So we're all in different situations and looking at different options and strategies and how we can manage this. I mean, and probably highlight on the opportunity to manage this well. I mean, it doesn't have to be as big a problem or an issue if we look forward and know what's to be expected in terms of ships and volumes and what alternates there are, what capacity is being invested in terms of processes and so on, and even, farmers themselves looking at carrying more stock because the wool market's still looking pretty good, I'm sure you know.
Exactly right. And prices for lambs aren't travelling too badly domestically as well at the moment. Now, I note that Barnaby Joyce is going to be attending tomorrow, the former Agriculture Minister. What other politicians do you have attending and what sort of message do you want them to take away?
Well, I think, firstly, we've had a number of politicians accept an invitation to come. In fact, so many that we're going to, in terms of the format and the program, we're really only going to limit to two politicians, and that'll be one member representing the federal government. That'll be Rick Wilson, who's the local federal member, and Alana McTiernan, who's the local state ag minister. So there's so many other politicians coming that they're the only two that we're going to be able to formally put in place and be given an opportunity to speak. I'm hoping that all of them that have gone to the trouble to come down to the meeting can hear from the farmers and from the situation that they're in and what the challenges are for them and the trade, right? The exporters, there are exporters coming, they can tell us their story. The livestock transporters, the other kindred industries that are starting to feel the effects of what's already been happening, let alone how things progress. So I'm hoping that they'll all go home with the messages of real issues, real challenges, and real probably ways that they can help allow us to manage through this situation.
WA Farmers President Tony York speaking ahead of this afternoon's Live Exports Forum. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Now, don't forget, if you'd ever like to get in contact with me, you can send me through an email. The email is ruralnews, all one word, at macquariemedia.com.au. That's ruralnews at macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.